Welcome to Holistic Soundbites, the podcast to feed your craving for learning. Hey folks, Ryan here, and this is Holistic Soundbites. Are you ready? Ready for the new year? What have you been up to this holiday season? This is the time of year to unwind, recharge, rest, and get ready and raring for the year ahead. Just like everyone else, us over here at Holistic, we are doing the same thing. This podcast we've chosen to usher in the new year is part of the By Youth for Youth series and is one that is tailor-made for this time of year. Here's the hardest question we have for you. Do you make New Year's resolutions? Or do the people around you make New Year's resolutions? How about your friends and family? It's really exciting to see some of the lists that appear around this time of year. Today's podcast is brought to you by Ryan Lee. He's really passionate about self-development and wants to share a couple of things to guide us in how to set a better New Year resolution. Hope you all enjoy this soundbite, and Happy New Year from your team here at Holistic.
For many, the New Year marks a time of change, new beginnings, and most of all, New Year's resolutions. This year, I'll procrastinate less. This year, I'll be brave and speak up more in class. And the most common one of all, this year, I'll run 10K, do 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups every day, eat only things that grow on the ground, and feel absolutely amazing. But does it ever feel like year on year, you're setting the same goals over and over again, only to have them forgotten on the dawn of February? Well, fret not. You, me, and 45% of the human population give up on their New Year's resolutions by February, and up to 77% give up within 2 years. This has come to a point where it is an increasing trend for us to intentionally not set resolutions. How many times have you heard your friends say, "This year, I'm not going to set any resolutions because they just all fail anyways." And that's quite sad, really. It's a personal opinion of mine that setting New Year's resolutions, or goals as they essentially are, is extremely important for a couple of reasons. Being a listener of this podcast, I'm assuming you're one who's interested in personal growth. Well, goal setting is in fact a major prerequisite for that. Intentionally changing and improving on oneself is nothing short of a monumental task. And for a task as monumental as that, you want a goal you can strive towards and look to in times of doubt. A goal acts as your North Star and guides you in your decisions and in your direction. In fact, goals can and should extend beyond our pursuit of personal improvement, all the way to every other aspect of your life. In all things that you do, intentionality and purpose are key to finding or even creating meaning. Now that we've established that we should not give up on our New Year's resolutions, let's explore some of the reasons why we give up on them so easily. First up, many of us set far too many goals. I want lots of money. I want lots of friends and a great social life. I want to run a 5-minute mile. Oh, and not to mention a pro gamer too. Now, although pursuing all these goals at once is quite obviously impossible for any mere mortal, many of us do fall into this trap of setting and thereby pursuing too many goals simultaneously. Let's use the analogy of a ship, the RSS Ryan. As the RSS Ryan sets sail, she's immediately given 5 different destinations from all around the world. Confused, she constantly changes direction, and after an entire month of sailing, finds that she has barely moved from her original position. Likewise, having too many goals fighting for your time, energy, and attention most often leads you only back to square one. Psychologists refer to this phenomenon as goal competition. And oftentimes, we fall prey to our idealized imagination of all the things we can accomplish all at once, when in reality, we are but mere mortals with limited time and energy. Put simply, what's often a problem with goal setting is in fact a problem with goal selection instead. Okay, but let's say you make it past the first gate. You're smart and you know that with limited resources, there are only so many things you can pursue. Well, here comes the second biggest problem we face. While nearly everyone has some desire to be the next Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, or Elon Musk, ask yourself this. How many of you are really willing to do what it takes? When we set our goals, it's extremely easy to look at our fantasies of success and become enchanted by them. What we don't see is the journey that we must take to get us there. In other words, we only find that our desire for said goal is outweighed by its cost after we have set these goals and begun pursuing them. Thus, they very quickly fall through. Another pitfall brought about by being deeply enchanted by your fantasies is going too hard too fast. This too is a surefire way of ending up right back where you started. Completing another trip around the sun gets everyone in the new year, new me kind of mood and causes all of us to be way too over-enthusiastic about our goals. Picture this, a graph with sustainability on the vertical axis and effort on the horizontal. An arc ranges from maximum sustainability to maximum effort. This represents our ability to commit to tasks over time. And at its midpoint is a magical zone known as the zone of sustainable long-term growth. Life isn't a 100-meter sprint. It isn't even a 5 or 10K. It's a marathon. And if you sprint from the start line, you may go fast, but you won't be going very far. So how then should we go about solving these problems? Well, I've got a 3-birds, 1-stone solution for you. 2 words. Goal orientation. And while it is traditionally spoken of within the context of education, I believe it is applicable to all aspects of goal setting and will allow us to select our goals in a more prudent manner. Broadly speaking, there are 2 types of goal orientation: mastery and performance. Mastery goal orientation is characterized by a focus on learning, understanding, and thereafter, mastery. Meanwhile, performance goal orientation is focused on outperforming others or attaining external rewards, such as praise or awards. Simply put, mastery goal orientation is a pull factor, while performance goal orientation is a push factor. In addition to this, we are likely to further fall into 1 of 2 categories, achievement or avoidance. Being achievement focused means that you are always striving to be the best or achieve the highest score. In contrast, being avoidance focused means that you are simply avoiding being last or a failing grade. Simply put, achievement focus equals driven towards success, while avoidance focus equals running from failure. These 4 categories make up a matrix, where in any given situation and setting, we generally fall into 1 of the 4. Let's take a look at my friends Anna and Taylor to understand what this means in the context of goal setting. Meet Anna, a university student majoring in psychology. Anna is mastery goal-oriented with a focus on achievement. Her goals may look something like this: research and gain a comprehensive understanding of the psychology of effective goal setting, and produce a 10 to 15 minute vlog within the next 2 weeks to summarize and synthesize my understanding of the topic. Now meet Taylor, a HR office worker. Taylor is performance goal-oriented with a focus on avoidance. Her goal may look something like this: complete this deck of slides and submit it by tomorrow 1500 hours as it's due at 1600 hours. This will allow me to meet the expectations of my boss. Now, as you can see from Anna and Taylor, your goal orientation plays a large role in how you set your goals. These are 2 simple questions you can use to own goal orientation. Number 1, what motivates you? Is it a personal interest or passion to understand and master a subject art form or skill? Or is it the need to meet certain expectations or requirements imposed upon you? Number two, are you running away or towards? Are you striving to be the best that you can be, to gain as deep an understanding as possible? Or are you pushing to meet a deadline or a passing standard? Now let's link this back to the beginning, where we discussed some of the major pitfalls of New Year's resolutions. The biggest of which was poor goal selection. When people were unable to decide which goal was most important to them, or overestimated their ability to focus on multiple goals at once, they ended up not achieving any of those goals at all. And now that you've been made more aware of your limited resources and have a greater appreciation of your goal orientation, let's use that to figure out which goals are truly important to you. Let's take Joy as an example. Joy is planning her New Year's resolutions and has the following goals penned down. Number 1. Understand everything there is to know about behavioral economics and write a 1.5k word essay by the end of June. Number 2. Run 5k at least 3 times a week to beat Cassandra in our 5k race in August. Number 3. Create a blog site about locative data visualization by February so that I can mention this in my cover letters being sent for summer internship applications. Joy then explores her goal orientations and find that she is mastery goal-oriented with a focus on achievement. Given this, she is able to effectively select the goals that fall in line most with her goal orientation. To understand everything there is to know about behavioral economics and write a 1.5k word essay by the end of June. And while all the other goals are important aspects of her life, she is able to recognize where her priorities lie and thus allocate her time and energy likewise. This is also a three birds in one stone situation, as by understanding your motivations in the form of your goal orientations and selecting your goals which are in line with these motivations, you are highly likely to also overcome the two other pitfalls of New Year's resolutions: underestimating the cost of the goal and burnout. So set yourself a goal. Really, sit down and think about it. What do you want to accomplish and why? Where do you want to be in 5, 10 or 20 years? What do you want to accomplish by the end of the day? You don't need to wait for a new year, a new month, a new week or even a new day. Do it right now. Whether you're on the bus on the way to school, at your desk taking a break from work, or on the beach in the Bahamas, set yourself a goal. Find your purpose and create meaning.